Got to think fast, because, you know, I'm really smarter than you are.
They're following every nickel and dime.
How much money went into your bank account?
Almost $20,000.
You got Rosie's money.
Right.
So Rosie has to get her money back.
Well, not necessarily.
Because no one likes to be shortchanged.
Aren't you humiliated? 10,000 people watch this television program. 10,000, 10 million.
10 million.
10 million.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Rosandra Ceballos is suing her former friend, 25-year-old Damaris Horta, for causing her PayPal account to be overdrawn.
Order. All rise. This is case number 245 on the calendar in the matter of Ceballos versus Horta.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
All right, this is some sort of PayPal scam that I'm going to try to uncover, and if I can't, I'm probably going to be frustrated. Bird knows what happens when I'm frustrated. It's nasty. This is what I gather. Your friend, the defendant, had a business. Her business was somehow getting a hold of high-end cosmetics and reselling them on the internet. And in order to do that, you have to use something called PayPal. I don't really understand what that is. It's sort of money in cyberspace. But I know a lot of people use PayPal. Have you ever used PayPal?
Yes, I have.
You're a generation younger. Me, I like to write a check. I like to look at it. I like to see it. I like to take it to the bank, and they give me money for it. I put the money in my pocket, and that's how I pay for things. But I know a lot of people do commerce now using this PayPal, so that you sold things, but you needed a PayPal account. For one reason or another, you didn't have a PayPal account. You had a PayPal account. According to you, you said to your friend, fine, if you want to use my PayPal account for your transactions so that they could pay the people who bought her cosmetics, would pay into your PayPal account.
Correct.
What happened, at least twice according to you, is that people bought her products, paid the money into your PayPal account, didn't get their products, and PayPal took the money out of your account.
That's correct.
And you said to her, what happened? And she said, I don't know what happened. I'll make it right. Well, according to you, she didn't make it right, so your PayPal account became negative.
That is correct.
And that happened twice to the tune of $5,000.
That is correct.
So what I'm trying to understand is, how are you out any money?
Well, the thing of it is, Your Honor, even though they paid into PayPal, she would transfer that money into her bank account. She had her bank account linked to my PayPal. So whenever any of her buyers would buy, then send the money, she would go right in and transfer it right into her bank account. So I didn't see any of it.
Well, I would like you to show me that. I want to see all of that paperwork.
Okay. This is all of her activity, showing what she has sold, what went in, what went out. It's all linked in there. So everything that she was making would go straight to her account. Towards the end, the very last paperwork.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Towards the end, if you notice on the last page, it shows how PayPal reversed the fees for those people that her buyers. So that's when they reverse it, that's how my PayPal account stayed negative. So basically, they credit those people back. Those people have their money now. Now they're saying that I have to pay it, even though her bank account is listed on the account. So they could see that the transfer went into her bank account instead of going into any type of my accounts.
When you say the money went into her bank account, is that the amount that you're talking about, the $5,000?
Yes.
How much money went into your bank account?
Almost $20,000.
But there are returns here of over $5,000.
Yes, it's only 5,000 items that didn't get to the customer. It does happen in the Postal Service that some of the packages don't get delivered correctly, although there is a confirmation number. And what PayPal does, even if you don't have a confirmation number, they don't care. They protect the customer and they still return the money.
But let me ask you this question, Ms. Horta. What does that have to do with her? That's between you, PayPal, and the customer.
Exactly. I
told them.
Exactly. That's what I'm asking you.
I told them, I offered them to resend them a new package, and they didn't want to. They're like, I just want my money back. So I called Rosie. Rosie was in the business with
me. Just a second. You called the customers, and you said, I'm sorry, you didn't catch. I'll resend the merchandise to you. And they said, no, we want our money back, and that's what we got. And they got their money back,
correct,
according to this. Okay? And not only did they get their money back, but you got Rosie's money.
Right.
So Rosie has to get her money back.
Well, not necessarily, because we did this together.
Well, tell me how you did it together.
We were supposed to do this business together, and she was supposed to get 15%.
She was supposed to get 15% for what?
For all the money I was collecting in PayPal.
How much money did you give her from the $20,000 that you got? You were supposed to give her 15% for using her PayPal account. So now I'm going to ask you, because I read your answer. She was going to be paid a fee of 15% of everything for the comfort of using her PayPal account, because clearly you didn't have the ability to get your own.
Correct. I gave her in total $7,000.
So you gave her $7,000 of the $20,000.
Correct.
Show me.
I don't have it.
Well, where did you think you were coming today? To the beach?
No. I went ahead, and when I deposited my bank account, I pulled it out and gave it to her cash.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. If that happened, I would have a receipt.
Listen to me. Gotta think fast, because you know I'm really smarter than you are. On what basis did you give her $7,000?
Well, we came in agreement if I borrowed her PayPal account, she would get 15%.
That's what I'm hearing. And you told me you sold $20,000 worth of merchandise. 15% is not $7,000.
But when the account became negative, I was devastated, and I called her. And I told her, I'll give you merchandise to replace that because I don't have money to pay you that right now. I have medical bills. She said, fine. I gave her $2,000 worth of merchandise. She said she would sell it and make more money off that.
Just a second. Where did the $7,000 come in from?
The profit?
You're a liar. I mean, do you really think that I'm 18 years they keep me here? You think it's because I'm stupid? You just told me a whole story that you went to the bank, took out $7,000 in cash and gave it to her. Now you're telling me that you gave him $2,000 worth of makeup and the $7,000 is profit? Aren't you humiliated? 10,000 people watch this television program.
Yes, but that's because I gave it to her.
10 million.
10 million.
10 million. Watch this television program. 10 million people. Do you have parents? Do you have siblings? Do you have children? Who are you?
We're friends.
Are you a hustler like she is?
I have my own business, thank
you. You are a hustler like she is.
Not really.
Is that what you're telling me? I mean, I said you were a hustler like she is. You said, I have my own business. She's not in business. She's a hustler. She just gave me a whole hustle answer. I gave her $7,000 in cash. I went to the bank and took out $7,000 and handed her $7,000 in cash. I said, show me. And where do you get $7,000 from? I said, 15% was your arrangement. She can't even compute what 15% of $20,000 is. Doesn't that make you humiliated to be her friend? Unless you are like her, a hustler.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How much do you earn?
Just enough to get by.
Well, I want to hear just enough to get by. I want to find out if I'm dealing with two hustlers or just one.
And later today,
my mother took it upon herself to break and enter my house.
And when did she do that?
She did that the weekend of the 25th.
And your dog is still there?
My dog was being taken care of by
anybody. No, your dog wasn't being taken care of by anybody. There's no such word as took him.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rosandra Ceballos says former friend Damaris Horta owes for causing her PayPal account to become overdrawn.
Now, what kind of work do you do?
I do in-home service support.
Hmm?
I take care of the elderly.
And who do you live with?
I live with a family member.
And how much do you earn?
Just enough to get by.
Well, I want to hear just enough to get by. I want to find out if I'm dealing with two hustlers or just one.
No.
I want to know if I'm dealing with two hustlers or just one. So, when you say you live with a family member, with whom?
With my grandmother.
Do you take care of your grandmother?
Yes, I do.
And are you paid by the government to take care of your grandmother?
Yes, I am.
And how much are you paid by the government to take care of your grandmother?
$9.25 an hour.
How much does that translate into a week?
Well, we get biweekly pay, so it's $166.
$166 biweekly. It's not enough to support you, so what else do you do?
I also tutor.
Tutor what?
I tutor young children.
What do you tutor them in?
I tutor them in math and language arts.
What educational background do you have to tutor children in math?
I have a bachelor's, Your Honor.
In what?
In business. Business administration.
Well, I have to tell you that I don't understand all this nonsense, but I'm not buying this whole story. So I think you're going to have to take it up with PayPal. You go figure it out with PayPal. I'm
Your
not
Honor,
dealing with it.
But I...
You go take it up with PayPal, because this judge is not dealing with it, because she's a hustler. There's no question about that. But I'm not so sure about the cleanliness of your hands, because someone who has a bachelor's degree in business doesn't get hustled like this. So I'm not so sure about...
Your Honor, I just graduated. I was going to school when all this had first started. Please. And not only that, but I have receipts showing that she was trying to make payments to PayPal, but they wouldn't go through. So...
Well, then I would suggest, madam, you try a little harder.
Okay.
Take your hustle and leave. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step down.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Davis versus Malone. Step forward.
Michelle Davis is suing her mother, Debbie Malone, for breaking into her home while she was in jail for a DUI.
Miss Davis, the defendant is your mom?
Yes.
And your complaint is that you were taken off to jail. When you were taken off to jail, your mother damaged your property in your home.
Correct.
Mother says nothing could be more ridiculous. When were you incarcerated and for what?
July 25th, because of my second DWI due to 2009. It was for a violation of probation for missing an appointment due to my asthma.
It was a violation of probation on a DUI from 2009?
Yes.
Well, how long was your probation?
5 years, and I've done 3.5.
Just a second. You don't get 5 years probation on a DUI.
It was my second DUI.
Were there injuries involved in that DUI?
No, ma'am.
In what state do you live?
New York.
What county?
Rochester.
Good for Rochester. Okay, prior to July 25th, where were you working?
Renovating for Don Cook.
Prior to that, where did you work?
I haven't really been able to work, Your Honor, due to my severe asthma flare-ups.
How do you support yourself?
My husband's family supporting me and helping me out.
Where was your husband in July?
He's incarcerated.
You have children?
Yes, I have one.
How old?
He's gonna be 14, October 4th.
Where does he live?
He lives with me.
Where was he on July 25th?
He's been with his grandfather for the whole summer.
So you were arrested on July 25th. Where were you arrested on July 25th?
In front of my home.
Okay. And then?
And I was with a neighbor. I gave him my personal belongings, told him, take care of my house, watch my dog. Then after that, I was brought to jail. My mother then found out that I was incarcerated, took it upon herself to break and enter my house, taking my dog and my laptop.
And when did she do that?
She did that the weekend of the 25th. I would have to say it would be the 27th or the 28th.
And your dog is still there?
My dog was being taken care of by
No, your dog
neighbor.
Wasn't being taken care of by anybody. There's no such word as taken.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
You say, I abandoned them. I was just miserable with humiliation, so I left them there.
Well, who would want those things back after she had been with some other guy and
I don't
those
know.
Things?
Maybe I wouldn't, but maybe Bird would.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michelle Davis says her mother, Debbie Malone, broke into her house while she was in jail. Debbie claims she entered the home because she was worried about Michelle's dog.
Now, how long were you incarcerated?
2 weeks.
Where's the neighbor who was allegedly taking care of your dog?
He lives right across the street.
Where are they today?
Oh, he actually had to work. He couldn't be here.
Well, that's too bad. You went into your daughter's home?
I got a phone call from my mother that Michelle was incarcerated.
That's your grandmother?
Yes. Yeah. So when she was incarcerated, I kept on getting phone calls about the dog. It was 92 out. She didn't have no air in her house.
When you got to the house?
My daughter got to the house and climbed through the window because I was too big.
And then your daughter went in through a window and opened a door?
Yep.
You went into the house?
I didn't go into the house. The dog was brought back to me. I proceeded to go over there the next time to make sure everything, because the door, somebody already tried to push her door open. So I didn't want to push it any further open. But when my daughter went through the window, I told her to look for red keys. I gave my grandson a red keychain. He had her house keys and my house keys on it. So she found the keys. There was no reason for us to break in there other than go through the window to get the dog out.
There was no reason for her to go into my house.
Listen to me.
Shh. Your dog would have died.
Just to don't speak to each other.
Sorry.
So she went into your house. She took your dog. Did you get your dog back?
Yes, I did.
You have your dog back.
Yes, but I did not ask her to go in my house.
Who cares? Why are we here in court? I just would like to know why.
Because she broke into my house. She should not have been into my house.
Are you saying that you were here because she went into your house?
Broke into my house.
Just a second. She says she did not break into your house. What proof do you have that she did break into your house?
I have a clear letter from her saying that she broke into my house.
That she broke in?
Yeah.
I would like to see the letter where she says I broke into your house, because that's not what she's telling me.
There was some information right here.
No, don't give me a whole bunch of things. You can read where she said I broke into your house.
I don't have anything that says she broke in, Your Honor, but like she stated, she did go into the window
and
everything.
So what?
That's breaking into my house.
Is that why you're here?
I'm here because of that. Damages?
Just a second. I don't know what the damages are.
My window was damaged, Your Honor. She already stated that she had my sister go into the window, Your
Honor. Went into the window. That's exactly what she said. She went in through the window because she was too big to get in.
And that's breaking
and entering. That's what she said. Case is dismissed. Say thank you.
Parties are excused when they step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lauder versus Draper. Step forward.
Amy Lauder is suing her ex-boyfriend, Chris Draper, for an unpaid loan to get his truck fixed.
Ms. Lauder, you claim that the defendant owes you for the balance of a loan to repair his truck.
Yes, Your Honor.
Tell me about that.
Back in July, at the end of July, his truck broke down and he needed to...
That would be July of 2012.
Yes. He needed money to repair it and he didn't have money. So he asked me to loan him $900 so he could fix his truck. And he promised...
And why would he ask you to make a loan to him?
He knew that I'd gotten money. My mom passed away back in 2011 and she left me some money. And so he asked me if he could borrow that
money. Were you dating at the time?
At the time I loaned him the money, we were not dating.
When had you stopped dating?
We'd broken up at the beginning of July of 2012.
On what date did you ask her for this money?
I'd never asked her for the money.
Are your hands in your pockets?
Yeah. She offered me the money.
No. You can't offer somebody money unless they know that you need money. Listen to me. I want you to follow. If I called Bird and we're talking and I say, you know, I have this truck that needs repair and I don't have any money, and Bird says to me, oh, I can help you out with that. That's understandable. But somehow it has to be communicated to Bird that my truck broke down.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, did you receive a call from the truck company?
No, ma'am.
So you received a call from the truck company at your house?
No, I was at her house when I got, it was on my cell phone.
So you were at her house when you got a call and you say, bring, bring, hello, right, got it?
I said, oh no, what am I gonna do? I need some money. She's like, I'll give you money.
Oh, great.
Because I got money from...
How much does he owe you? That sounds so ridiculous.
I borrowed him $900.
No, you didn't borrow him
anything.
Loaned
him $900, and he paid me back $100.
Okay, good. Now we have a counterclaim. So that takes care of the $800 that you owe her. Now you have a counterclaim, and you said, I purchased a washing machine, a couch, a recliner, a TV, and a desk, and I didn't take these items with me because I just left the house. So?
We had broken up.
Just a second. You said you left, and you left, and you said, I didn't take these items with me because I just left the house we shared after humiliation I endured when I found out that she had been cheating on me for almost a year. So what are you countersuing for?
For the things that I left at her house.
You say, I abandoned them. That's what you're saying in here. I left them there because I was just miserable with humiliation, so I left them there a year ago.
Well, who would want those things back after she had been with some other guy and on those
things? I don't
know.
Maybe I wouldn't, but maybe Bird would. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $800. Your counterclaim's dismissed. Goodbye.
You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
That's fine. I'm good with what she said.
I think it was fair, and I'm happy it's over with.
We both work at the IRS, and, you know, we got to be professional, and so this isn't professional at all.
I don't talk to him. I don't see him, so it's not too big of a deal.
I hope that we can just move on.
Don't loan money to anybody.